Is the daily deal business dead?
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And despite all the down days we've just had on Wall Street, it's actually been a pretty good year. The S&P 500 is still up almost 10% for 2012. So you can't blame the economy for what's happening to the daily deal pioneer site Groupon. Its stock is down more than 80% since it went public just a year ago. So is the daily deal dead? Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
Not dead, but a little tired.
Consumers have run into daily deal fatigue.
Analyst Carl Howe with the Yankee Group says the business was great when one discount at, say, a local spa or restaurant landed in your inbox every day.
But now, it's not unusual for consumers to have four or five or six, and after a while, it just gets to be too much.
Merchants have also cooled off on deal sites after losing money on steep discounts or failing to attract repeat customers. But Greg Sterling with Opus Research says saving money never gets old.
I think consumers continue to be interested in deals and offers and discounts. What we have now is a kind of massive correction.
To stay alive, Sterling says Groupon and Living Social are moving beyond the daily deal. Both now sell products like electronics and jewelry at a discount and offer marketing services to small businesses. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Eurozone finance ministers will give Greece two more years to meet its deficit targets, but a decision on when to release the next round of bailout money is being delayed until another meeting later this month. The Greek parliament jammed through an extensive package of cuts and tax increases yesterday in order to get more bailout money. And as this Greek debt drama goes on, you feel sometimes it's complicated, it feels pretty far away, but it is, of course, impacting real people. And one of them is Dimitra Nusi. She runs the Homeless Foundation in Athens, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when you saw the government pass another round of austerity measures, the toughest yet, what did you think about what that's going to do to the homeless that you see and just to people that you know there in Greece?
It's going to mean more and more requests for our foundation, and I don't know how we are going to face it. I'm almost desperate from this point of view because our budgets are not the budgets they need. We need.
Do you think it's worth it?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. The consequences, the social consequences of all these austerity measures are very dangerous. They are not obvious at the moment, but I don't know how obvious will be in the future. Maybe in a cruel way, maybe in an aggressive way, or I don't know what else, really. It makes me feel very worried.
Would you rather that Greece just decided to leave the euro?
I don't have any arguments for to prove that this is right or this is not right, but this situation cannot go on like that. I cannot face all these people, and we cannot face all these people daily being desperate and aggressive against the people who still have a job.
Dimitra Nusi is the director of the Homeless Foundation in Athens. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, down 0.8% right now in London, more than 1% lower in Hong Kong. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow ended right where it started at 12,815.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
Well, one clear takeaway from election night here in this country is that the Republican Party has a lot of work to do when it comes to the Latino community. But the GOP is not alone in that regard, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
President Obama hired the consulting firm Ben Dixon and Amondi International to do his polling in the Latino community. The firm also advises businesses. Managing partner Fernan Amondi says the research shows many U.S. companies are failing to connect with Latino consumers.
There's been a little bit of a blind spot. Part of it is because of the cultural gap.
He says companies make a classic mistake when they simply translate an advertisement into Spanish, an especially bad idea when the translation involves humor.
Sarcasm and irony is something that you find a lot in the general marketplace. That is literally lost in translation.
Here's another mistake. Companies assume they need to communicate with Latinos in Spanish. Mark Lopez is associate director at the Pew Hispanic Center.
Certainly, with the size of the Latino market at over $1 trillion, there has been a lot of interest in reaching out to Latinos, but a lot of that is focused, it seems, on particularly Spanish-speaking Latinos.
Lopez says about two-thirds of the Latinos in this country are either bilingual or speak English predominantly. Some media companies are coming around. Recently, ABC and Univision struck a deal to create a network aimed at English-speaking Latinos. Gary Segura with the polling firm Latino Decisions says TV producers have overlooked the Latino audience for English language shows.
Currently, right now, there's no show where Hispanic characters are the central characters of the show. And that's really quite interesting, given that there's 17% of our population and about three quarters of them consume their entertainment in English.
Another misconception, that all Latino consumers are penny pinchers. Consultant Fernan Amondi says the growing Latino middle class has more top shelf taste.
Some have ascended into what you might call the luxury market. I think that there are tremendous opportunities to engage this population that heretofore have never taken place.
Opportunities, he says, for high-end insurance, banking, and investment products. No translation necessary. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, to a wardrobe malfunction in France. Not that kind. The new president, François Hollande, can't seem to keep his tie straight. So a new website has popped up called François, Your Tie. It doesn't offer tie straightening tips, just photographic evidence of the president's crooked tie. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.